Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiley the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, here with my giant sidekick, Mutt Super Smiley, spokes dog for throwaways. And we're especially excited about our first guest of the new year, Michael Madsen, an intensely cool actor who starred in films like Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, Reservoir Dogs, Thelma and Louise, and the Genesis Awards winner, Free Willy. He's an award-winning poet, and we especially love Michael because he has a dog that he personally rescued from Romania while on a film shoot. Hi, Michael.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Well, it's a nice way to start out the new year. Anything to do with animals is always fun for me. I'm an animal lover. And my shepherd, matter of fact, we have a shepherd that's about 14 years old, and last night, he was outside in front of the house. He couldn't even make it into his bed. And we're really, really kind of sad this morning trying to figure out what we're going to do for him. I don't want to do something like that on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but he definitely has to be. We got to figure out something. It's kind of painful.
Oh, my gosh, Michael. I am so sorry to hear that. Yes, I lost two dogs and had to make a decision like that. I'm really, really sorry. I wanted to ask you, is this the dog that you rescued from Romania while you were on a shoot? Is this that dog?
No, that's a different dog. I was doing a shoot in, I was working on a picture called Blood Rain. It's like a vampire film. I was actually playing a vampire hunter. And, you know, I don't usually get to play the hero, except for like Free Willy was a nice change for me, because usually I have to be some sort of villainous character. But I was in Romania for that thing, and there was a dog, and he was out in the bushes, it was a war picture, so we were shooting out in the fields and kind of in a wooded area. And this dog was out there, and it was raining outside, and he was kind of just laying there. His ribs, I could see his ribs sticking out through his body, and he was all kind of curled up in a little position. And I walked toward him, and I could see that he was very hungry, and he had his front paws were crossed in front of him, and he had like trash from the production in between his paws. I felt really bad, so I went and I got a pork chop, and I brought a pork chop over to him, and I held it out in front of me, and he just leaped up out of the bushes. He leaped up and lunged at me, and he kind of got me by surprise. It's a good thing I had a pretty thick leather jacket on, because he got me by the arm. And I just thought, you know, the spirit of the animal to be able to jump up on me like that in the condition that he was, I was really kind of inspired by him, and I realized that he didn't want to be bothered, so I got some hot dogs, and I made a trail of hot dogs from where he was laying. I went back, and I made this trail from him to my trailer, and we had these little one kind of single banger trailers that they put actors in. It's kind of like a cell, and I made a trail back to my trailer with the hot dogs, and I just kept shooting. I had to shoot the whole day, and I was going back and forth. And, you know, it was later in the day, and at the evening time, I told the transportation guys to leave my trailer open for the night. And,
yeah, good idea. Yeah.
And they did. And in the morning, when I went back to work the next day, I came around the corner, and I looked, and I saw all the hot dogs were gone.
Yeah.
And I wondered, and I walked into my trailer, and there he was, and he was curled up on the couch in my trailer.
Oh, my gosh. He found a warm spot. And so this wild, crazy dog, did he recognize you? I guess your scent had been in the trailer, so he knew that was you coming in, right?
No, he looked up at me, and I didn't want to frighten him, so I kind of just didn't acknowledge it. And I just gave him a little nod, and I had to get dressed and get ready for work. And he just was, you know, very comfortable there. And I filled up a bowl of water, and I put water there for him. And then when I did go out to shoot, I left the door open just in case he changed his mind.
Yeah.
And when I come back, he was still there, but the water bowl was upside down.
Oh.
He had jumped up out of the couch and tried to drink it and tipped it over it. But it was such a kind thing, and I knew that he was really sad, and he'd probably been raised outside. I mean, he had probably never even been inside before.
Right. Did you see a lot of animals like that over there? Michael, I understand that in Romania, there's a huge pet population, stray pet population.
What I found out was that Brigitte Bardot, the actress Brigitte Bardot, apparently was in Romania at some point, I guess maybe in the 50s or 60s, and I guess she had some sort of agreement with the government that they would not euthanize dogs anymore.
Oh.
And so now there's more dogs than there are people in Romania.
I see. So that's actually, oh my goodness, that's what started the problem. So obviously they don't, you know, put them down, but they don't spay and neuter them either. So it's just extreme, right?
No, there's thousands of them, and they're everywhere. And it's really kind of something that has to be considered. I wouldn't know how to do that, but there's quite a few of them everywhere. And in the end, when I was going back to America, I obviously wanted to bring him with me, and I had to get a veterinarian from over there to make a passport for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had his own little picture and his own little passport.
Really?
yeah.
I need that for my cat. He travels all the time with me. That's great.
I found a bandana that was a Stars and Stripes bandana, and I wrapped it around his neck for his passport photo.
That is so cute. That's so cute, yeah. Michael. I love yeah. That is such an inspirational story. And you still have him? What is his name?
Oh,
tell
of course,
us his name.
Junior.
Junior. I love Junior. Yeah. I love Junior. Well, maybe Smiley and I can go hiking with Junior and you one day. That would be so
cool. Oh, he's a wonderful boy, but he's a bit cranky, but he's kind of, we never really had to train him to do anything, which was the best part. He really just seemed to know that he was safe, and he's
right.
Very protective of the kids and the family, and he has a very good instinct about people and things around him. And I find him often sitting on the bluff looking out over the ocean, and he just kind of, I can tell that he kind of wonders, like, what happened? You know, it's like, how did I make it out of there? I mean, he's
totally lucked into
He's a great, great, great dog. I love him so much.
I believe that our stray animals kind of find us. That's what has always happened to me, Michael. It sounds like that's exactly what happened to you. You found him, but he found you he claimed you at the same time, right?
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, he did.
Very cool, Michael. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more with Michael Madsen and his animal adventures.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Petco. Where the pets go. Petco. Where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at Home Dryer is the perfect gift for family and friends. Please check out our specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back. back on A Super Smiley Adventure with actor and film star Michael Madsen. And Michael, I love that story, and it was so wonderful to meet you the other night at the Malibu Film Society. You have, in person, you have such a grounded presence. It's really strong, positive energy. And as an actor, you've used that weighty presence to play extreme villains, but you can also totally grab our hearts like you did in Free Willy. Now, after playing the bad guys, what was it like to jump over and play the father in Free Willy?
The focus has always been on the dangerous characters that I've played, and it doesn't happen very often where folks would remember something as dear as Free Willy or Wyatt Earp or Species or Mulholland Falls or a number of pictures I've done where I was on the right side of things. And for whatever reason, society doesn't choose to fixate on goodness. They decide to fixate on the badness. And I would only say that I have been blessed with a great career, and I have been able to play different kinds of characters. And I am a father. I have five sons, and I wish I had the opportunity to play people like Glenn in Free Willy. I wish that came up for me more often, but...
Well, that film, so many people love that movie. It won a Genesis Awards that year for advocating for animals. And I would imagine that just being involved with a movie like that, not only with your loving character, but about the killer whales, that you would become more impassioned about caring for wildlife in general. Did that kind of permeate throughout the set, that you all just kind of became enlivened by that mission?
I think that the idea of setting an animal free is kind of a universal thought. And I think that's why the movie worked so well, because the idea of an animal in captivity and wondering whether that animal is happy or not was, I think everybody kind of thought about that during that time. And that whale was named Keiko, and the original whale was at SeaWorld, and all of the whales in the first Willy picture were live. And they had footage of wild killer whales off the coast in Seattle, where we shot the picture. And in the second film, in Willy 2, all the whales were animatronic. They were all robotic.
Right.
Because of the fact that the people who look after the welfare of animals were concerned that the live whales were somehow being manipulated or mistreated in the shooting of a film. But I can say for sure that that wasn't the case, that everybody was very, very cognizant of that and really loved the story and really wanted to tell the story of Keiko and the actuality of a whale being trained and put in that kind of situation.
Right, and it did make a huge impression on our society, and I want to thank you.
Yeah, it did.
Thank you for doing that. It lived long. It's very
It was a wonderful, it's a nice memory for me. I liked that I did it. I didn't know that over time it would be so well remembered.
Oh, very, very well remembered. And Michael, I believe that animals are healers and teachers. And talking about Keiko, we learn from him. I know I learn from my dogs every day. Have your pets or animals taught you anything about life? What have you learned from them?
I think that they taught me perseverance. I think that they definitely taught me to take every day as it is and to be simple about it and not overthink things and be overridden with emotions that are driven into our heads by the media and by the internet and things that have become kind of pervasive in our society, where people are starting to lose their individuality and everyone starts texting each other instead of writing a letter or making a phone call. It has an effect on individuality. And that's, I think, anything you can learn from an animal is that they're very simplistic. And they're very clear about goodness and about love and just about being present in the moment and being aware of their surroundings. And it's an interesting lesson. It's a simple lesson. It's also about time, because animals don't generally have as much time as people. And I've often wondered, like, a Great Dane, you know, only has like 9 years. And this big majestic animal and... dogs, the 14, 13, 14 for a dog is considered to be the end. And that's rather sad to me. I've always wondered why that's the makeup of that. Because they're so loving and so wonderful, and you invest all your emotions in them, and your children do also. And then the day comes when they're not there anymore. And it's, I guess maybe that's a lesson also, just to let us know that we have to cherish every single day that we have, no matter how long or short it is.
Absolutely. I love all the words that you chose. Being present in the moment, simplistic, goodness, love, patience, perseverance. All the animals teach all these things. I absolutely love these things, Michael, that you've been talking about. And we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back with Michael Madsen. Sure. Hear more about his adventures as an actor, animal advocate, and poet. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on pawsome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, journalists, and bloggers. And we'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a first-hand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Shirley Jones on a super smiley adventure.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio with award-winning actor, film star Michael Madsen. Michael, in the film Strength and Honor, you play a boxer who returns to the ring to help save his son. And you mentioned that you have sons. And here you play a very heroic character. And for that performance, you won Best Actor at the Boston Film Festival. I love that you mentioned that you like to play the loving roles, the tender roles. And you're also a poet.
I had a good time shooting that picture. It was in Ireland. And it was about 12 weeks, and I obviously had to get in some pretty tipped-up shape for that.
Right, and absolutely.
All the fight sequences and all the physical part of it was the biggest challenge for me, to get physically fit for a fight picture is not a joke. And so when I first got to Ireland, we all agreed that we would shoot as many scenes as possible of the story and save all the fight things and all the training sequences for the end of the shoot, toward the end of the shoot. So I had the whole time in the beginning, I had the first few weeks of shooting free to get up and train every day to get ready for shooting the fight stuff towards the end.
And I love that you were doing, that your character was working for the son, and like you said, playing
It's a father and son story. There's no guns, there's no cigarettes, and there's no, it's just a pure story of father and sons. And it's a wonderful film. I think that it probably deserved a much better distribution than it got. I've always wished and hoped that Mr. Harvey Weinstein would have taken a look at the film. I think that he probably could have helped a lot with the distribution end of it. It's still not too late for that, by the way, Harvey, if you're listening.
We'll have to send him a copy of our show. We'll make sure we do that, Michael.
Yeah, and, please call Harvey Weinstein. Michael Manson's boxing picture needs distribution.
All right. I like that. I'll totally, Pet Life Radio will totally get behind that one, Michael.
And I then, hope
but
so.
You did win the Boston Film Festival for that. And you've also won.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Yes. And you've won the Best Actor Award at the Malibu Film Festival as well as just many, many awards. You've won also an award-winning poet. You've written books of poetry. Your book's titles include Burning in Paradise, Blessing of the Hounds. Tell us about your poetry writing. I don't think a lot of people know this.
Well, when you're a film actor, you tend to have a lot of free time on your hands, and it's not really free time. It's really getting ready to get ready. I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah, I got
an awful lot of plane flights and hotels and in your trailer, and you have a lot of time to psychologically prepare for what you have to do. And I get bored, and I'm not much of a reader. I enjoy biographies, but I'm not much of a reader. And I started writing. I started writing short stories from my childhood and short poems on a paper bag or a matchbook or a napkin. Or I actually wrote a poem on my leg in the back of it. I was in the back of, of a taxi cab in New York City.
Well, and, so it sounds like they come very spontaneously to you.
Yeah, it's really important to write it down when it's in your mind.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
If you don't, and you'll forget it later. And so
I did
that for a while, and I had a whole bunch of them, and I never really counted on having a book. I didn't intend on having it in a book, but one thing led to another, and I did get a publisher, and they ended up starting to publish them, and I was surprised that a lot of people understood them and liked them, and they've done rather well. And I just finished another one recently that was supposed to come out at Christmas, but it's still at the printer at the moment.
Oh, well, let us know. We've got a really cool little bookstore here in Malibu now. I hope you'll be doing something.
Yeah, the book bank, do you mean?
Yes, I love the book bank, and they have poetry night, but maybe when you have your book published, you can do like a whole reading from your book there. That would be awesome. I would love that.
Well, book bank has the other ones that I've written, as far as I know. I've heard that they're in there on the shelf, and I did tell the publisher that when this one was done, that I wanted to have kind of a release party. Yeah, a book release party, exactly. I thought it would be a nice place to do it because I do live in Malibu, and I've been here for 17 years, and my kids have grown up here, and I think when the book is done, it would be really nice to have it there, and I intend on doing that.
Cool. I will so be looking forward to that, Michael. And on
you're invited. Consider yourself invited.
Thank you, Jay.
You can cover it with your show.
I would love to do that. Pet Life Radio will absolutely be there. So that's what you have that coming up. And then on IMDb, it looks like you've got some films in pre-production or post-production that are getting ready to be released. Do you have some films coming up we can look for as well?
Well, when you become recognizable in any way as a film actor, you tend to run into people who will tell you about a screenplay.
Oh,
and if you're on an elevator or if you're in a parking lot somewhere or if you're just happen to be going about your daily business and you'll meet someone who has a screenplay, and if you have a conversation with that person, it ends up on the IMDb that it's in pre-production.
Oh.
And it's kind of, it's flattering and it's interesting, but the IMDb has been somewhat of a nemesis to me in that I understand their policy, but there is a lot of things on there that are not in pre-production and have never been.
I totally understand that, because I'm an actor as well, so I do totally get that, Michael. But we will completely be very excited to see you in more films coming up. And I do have another question. You've worked with Quentin Tarantino, and I know that you want to be doing more films like, you know, with the hero, the non-villain type characters. And Quentin Tarantino's movies do have a very specific look and feel to them. But he's such an interesting director. Just tell us a little bit about working with him. I mean, he is a unique soul, right?
Well, you know, him and I understand each other on a certain level, and that's why the pictures that we've done together are good. He knows what I'm going to do, and I know what he wants me to do, and it's kind of like a given before we even shoot anything. And I think he's the most interesting director of his generation. I mean, I think that he's really tackling and getting after some subject matters in his pictures that are very curious and very thought-provoking. And, you know, he has a way of doing it that for some reason it leaves it up to the viewer to decide what you think of it. It's not like he's never made a film that says, okay, this is what you're supposed to think.
Right. Or feel. This is what you're supposed to feel. There's no way everybody feels a thousand different things watching his films.
A lot of movies are very, very predominantly like telling you this is the way it is. Right. That's the way it was. And that's what you're supposed to think. But his pictures are more kind of like he'll tell a story. And then at the end of it, it kind of asks you, what do you think? And how do you see it? And that's what I admire about him so much.
Right. And I think that you mentioned the other night that he also allows you to do a lot of improv or just working, bringing your own thoughts and, you know, even words to the character. Is that correct?
Well, when you're in the middle of doing something with him, you tend to get a pretty enlightened imagination. you start to think in terms of the story and in terms of the bigger story. And so if you come up with something that has to do with the character you're playing, which isn't necessarily on the page, and you express it, he has a really wonderful way of embracing it and saying, well, yeah, I like that, and let's use that, let's keep that. But at the same time, you can come up with something that he will say, no, that's not
right.
What we're going to do.
Right,
and so it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah, but that's a lot of his genius, I think, is being open to what the actors bring. I think that's so cool. And then I love the movie Thelma and Louise. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite. Maybe it's because it's a girl movie. It's a chick flick. There you go. You said it, and you're right. But did you enjoy working with those actors? I mean, those are some amazing people in that movie, right?
Well, Susan is a very, very intelligent woman, and she was obviously, I enjoyed the relationship we had in the picture. It was then again, like the Free Willy thing, it was an opportunity that I had to play a sympathetic person,
right,
or a sensitive man, or someone with a conscience. And, you know, that's also Ridley Scott did that for me. And the other people in the film, it was one of those stories that it really worked on so many different levels for everybody. And I don't think it got a fair shake in distribution. In fact, at the time we did that film, it was suggested that they shoot an alternative ending where the girls don't drive off the cliff and
right.
they stop. They
wow.
stop and they give it. They stop and they give up. And Ridley refused to shoot it,
mm-hmm.
and so did Susan and Harvey Keitel. And so because they wouldn't do that, because obviously if they had shot a different one, it's probably the one they would have put in the film,
mm-hmm.
You know, the fear of the unknown in the production world. But thank God he didn't, because it's good the way it is. And
it is brilliant. I love that movie. And Michael Madsen, we love your film work. Just adore you, and so appreciate your being such a great example for pet.
Well, I wish you were running a studio.
Me too. All right, Michael. I talk to my animals all the time. Do you talk to your pets? Do you talk to them?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't hardly walk by them without, you know, realizing you're being watched. And
thinking. And if they could tell us something, what do you think that they would say right now on the show? We're about to close the show. So what do you think your dog would want to tell us?
I think they would wish everyone a very happy New Year.
Oh, I love that. Well, Michael Madsen, thank you for joining us on A Super Smiley Adventure. And we wish you the best New Year ever to you, your beautiful family, and your dogs.
Thank you very much for remembering to call and myself and my family. Bless you for that.
Absolutely. Bless you as well. And from all of us on Pet Life Radio, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.